Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 54, How to Drive Organic Traffic to Your Website Using Backlinks. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. What we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. I want to spell it out, say that so bad, but no, digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today by Rashawna Price. How are you today?
Hi, Sharique. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good. Hello, everyone. I'm Rashawna Price, leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world. And I help you do that through coaching, leadership training, and speaking. You can learn more about me at RashawnaPrice.com.
Awesome. So we're finishing up the series of how to drive organic traffic to your website using backlinks. And so these are very, very important for any business website, because it is definitely a way for Google to see how reputable you are and to see who you're affiliated with. So it basically goes back to that term of, you know, your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
It shows Google who you have a relationship with, or at least who you're linked to. So what it is links that come into your website and links that go out of your website. So a key example is if you go to my resources page, you will see links that go out to my preferred hosting company, where you can get royalty-free images, email marketing recommendations, and I put links for each one that I recommend. So that's a great way of links going out. A great example of links coming in is if, let's say, you wrote an article on Huffington Post, Forbes, Medium, LinkedIn, and you have your URL in your bio or something like that that shows that links back to your website. Well, Google takes notice of that, and they say, oh, okay, so we see where you're affiliated with Huffington Post and Medium, and we know who they are. So that gives you a little credibility just having that association. And even if you leave comments on another blog post and you put your URL in your profile, because sometimes when you leave comments, you have to, you know, make an account and do things like that. It's so important to make sure your URL is in there, because that also counts. And that will also show how, you know, if you make very insightful comments and people are impressed with what you have to say, they'll say, oh, here's their website. So that's another opportunity for them to come back to your website. And you begin to build and develop that traffic, but also Google takes notice of that. So that's a good way just to look at backlinks from to your website and from your website. So here are three things I'm gonna give you about that. Number one, like I mentioned before, it gives you a perception of credibility, because they see the links, they give you a nod of approval. The other site, you know, has to have great page authority, like I mentioned. You know, Huffington Post, somewhere like that is, I mean, everyone knows Huffington Post. Everyone knows Medium, which is Arianna Huffington's spinoff from Huffington Post. Everyone knows pages like that. And of course, everyone knows Forbes in business. If not, you should know.
Right, right.
But, you know, the other site that you're linking to and from, you know, it's great that they have great page authority. And that's a score developed by Moz. And Moz is a great SEO tool, moz.com. And they predict how well a specific page will rank in the search engine results. So that's why it's important to make sure that you know the website that you're linking to and from is reputable. And Moz is a great tool that you can even add as a Google Chrome extension. They can tell you what the page authority score is, and their website is awesome for explaining, you know, backlinks and explaining why it's important that you really good knowledge, working knowledge of who you're linking to. Because the thing is that you can link to a website that is not good and spammy, and then you become, you know, they say birds of a feather.
Right.
You don't want that. And so you also want, I mentioned that, look at who you're linking to, make sure it's reputable, and you also want to make sure that you're always linking to websites that are very reputable. you know, and looking at your niche. So let's say you have a major association tied to your business. So if you're in finance, if you wrote or did spoke at a financial planning association national meeting or something like that, you want people to know that, you know, how they can contact you and reach you. And you want people to understand that you're doing some great things on the side note and that you're putting yourself out there, but you also want to make sure they can continue that relationship with you by going to your website. And that's also going to be a great way for you to drive that traffic to your site, because Google, again, will increase your search engine results ranking because they see that relationship happening. So we're not talking about one link or two links. We're talking about this is something that you're doing consistently, making a consistent effort to make sure that your website link is in comments. So if you follow an influencer, their blog, someone like, for me, I love Neil Patel. I love people like that. You know, Amy Porterfield, she's great. And you make comments and you talk about your business and do things like that, and you're able to have a way for people to contact you. That is a perfect way to do it. If you're not fully, you know, familiar with how to get started, that's a great way to get started.
Give and be a part of conversations on other people's website.
Right, their blogs.
Yeah, and their blogs.
Exactly, because they already have an audience. Mm-hmm. And when you're adding your two cents, not taking over it, but just adding very insightful two cents. It's the same way, like, for example, with LinkedIn. You know, everyone says make comments on LinkedIn and go back to your profile to check you out. It's the same thing with backlinking. And also author some, you know, put your blogs out there. If you got a great blog, put that out there and make sure that links back to your site. Make sure you're always referencing to putting links in there back to your site to get people back to you on your home turf. You know, so even if you are putting, you know, if you're making writing articles, regardless where you put it, it should always go back here, because Google needs to see that relationship going out and in from your website. And so I definitely hope that, I'm sorry, Rashawn, do you have any questions? Because I've been talking. Rashawn.
Oh, can you hear me? Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
So what I was saying was, and what I asked was, I was taking some notes around what you were just saying, and I was going to ask a couple questions, because I think when I think about, even as a, when I work with some clients that I work with around even their mindset around, I don't have anything to say. Mm-hmm. What I would share is that even if you're commenting on someone else's comment, you have something to say. Even if what you think isn't as valuable, it is. Especially because of what you just shared around all of the backlinking, around all of the ways in which people can contact you just based on a comment that you make in someone else's blog post or on someone else's post of some sort.
Right. And it's just, like I said, following major influencers who already have a solid audience. Yeah. That's a great way to do that. And also authoring your own. When you get to that point where you say, okay, I'm ready to write my first blog and I want to submit it to different publications, that is a perfect way to do that. Because if the more you put yourself out there, especially for those who are on the shy side, who are like, oh my gosh, put myself out there, that's the perfect way to do that, because you're building an audience for yourself on a major medium, and you can also say, hey, go to my link here for more information. Your lead magnet, all that should take them back to your home turf where they can learn more about you and not just focus on finding you in Huffington Post, but going to your website.
Yeah, that's really good. I think that just resonates, especially because I can tend to be someone who doesn't enjoy all the time being in the forefront. So this is a great way. And you can still be successful if you're listening out there not being in the forefront, because the content that you put out, or even the comments that you put out, they'll speak before you have to. So that's good.
Absolutely. So you definitely can do that. I mean, that's something very simple. You know, we all know, we should know who the major influencers are in our particular niches. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And they're always putting out content. So join the conversation. Mm-hmm. And let your voice be heard. Start small and then work your way up to where you're the one putting out the blogs and you're the one putting out the articles.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so you see that there are very simple ways to drive organic traffic to your website. It all takes consistency. You're going to hear that all the time.
Yes. Consistency. And it doesn't happen overnight.
Right. You know, just put it into your strategy, your online visibility strategy. Put that in there because it will definitely pay you back. But, you know, once you stay at it, and you will see that you are able to track it back. Of course, always check your analytics, Google Analytics. I have the app. Also, I go to the website. There's so many ways that you can do this. Google makes it very easy. So use the resources you have, and they will actually tell you where your traffic is coming from. So you can see, okay, oh, I see it's coming from Huffington Post. So that must be that article, that comment I made. So you can really go back and see whether or not it's, you know, how effective it is, whether it's working for you or that kind of thing, or maybe you should try something else. But the key is to test and tweak until you get it right.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll keep changing. I've heard you say that several times.
Yeah.
Like, even once you think you have it figured out, the algorithm changes, or even just the marketplace, what's happening changes. So then you have to do it again. Getting over the thinking that once I do it, I'm done with it and I can be done with it is not the right thinking to have. It's an iterative process that continues to evolve.
Exactly. Yeah. Nothing ever stays the same for long. That would be nice, but it doesn't. So you have to be very fluid in your strategy. That's why it's good to sit down every month and look at it and see, okay, you know, we mentioned a SWOT analysis and looking back, and are things still the same way as they were back in January? Probably not.
Right.
So it's time to go back and rethink a few things. And so I definitely hope that you enjoyed the series on how to get more traffic to your website organically. And if you have any questions, just leave a pop a review in there. And just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. I'm Sharik. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. I'm on Facebook at Digital Innovation Media Group. And my LinkedIn is under Sharik L. Richardson, MBA. Rashana, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. Well, we thank you very much for listening with us, and we will definitely chat with you next time.